You're listening to Vatican Radio. The Eucharist is not just a weekly way of celebrating our faith, but should radically affect our relationship with others, especially with those most in need. That was the message that Pope Francis shared with the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square for his weekly general audience.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
How do we experience the Eucharist? Pope Francis asked the crowds gathered in a sunny St. Peter's Square on Wednesday. Does it just make us feel good about ourselves, or is it something more than that? He suggested three ways of discovering how the Eucharist can make a real difference in our lives and in our relationships with those around us. The first clue, Pope Francis said, is the way we look and behave towards people from all walks of life, the young and old, poor and affluent, neighbours and visitors. Just as Christ loved to be with others and gave himself to all on the cross, so we are called to give ourselves generously to our brothers and sisters, sharing in their joys and sorrows.
L'Eucaristia che celebro mi porta a sentirli tutti davvero come fratelli e sorelle.
Does the Eucharist lead us towards the poor, the sick, the marginalised, recognising the face of God in them, the Pope asked, mentioning especially those affected by the flooding here in Rome or those struggling with unemployment. He said, are we indifferent or are we concerned and willing to help those facing such problems?
Un secondo indizio molto importante.
Secondly, Pope Francis said the Eucharist gives us the grace to feel forgiven and to be ready to forgive others. We go to Mass not because we are worthy or want to appear better than others, but because we know that we always need God's love and mercy that comes to us through the body and blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. When we confess our sins, he said, it is not a mere formality, but a recognition that we are all sinners in need of God's grace and reconciliation in our hearts.
È un ultimo indizio prezioso ci viene offerto dal rapporto tra la celebrazione eucaristica e la vita delle nostre comunità cristiane.
Thirdly, Pope Francis said the Eucharist affects the life of our Christian communities, reminding us that it is from the Eucharist that the Church receives her identity and mission. It is not something we do simply to commemorate what Jesus did for us. Rather, it is something that Christ does for us, filling us with grace and nourishing us with his own life. Let us live the Eucharist, the Pope concluded, in a spirit of faith and prayer, a spirit of forgiveness, joy and concern for all our brothers and sisters in need. I'm Philippa Hitchin.